What do you hear? Listen close with me. Is that a voice? Is it more than one voice? Are they speaking? Singing? I think about those wine aficionados who can take a sip and say, that's orange peel, raspberries, tannins. And then I sip the same wine and have to pretend I taste those things. It can be hard to parse out the component parts. But wine's not just for experts. Anyone can drink, and anyone can listen. These sounds were made by intelligent life on another planet. They were sent across the vastness of space to our ears. I'm Nikki Tomlin. Welcome to part 3 of CipherCast.
Man, I wiped the steam off the mirror, and before I can even get an eyeful of my glistening nude body,
this actually occurred.
I see reflected in the mirror. The ghost of the alien from the mist.
Oh.
Guys, I think I'm cursed.
I'm gonna go do some actual work.
This is Maude, Jeanette, and Tamara raiding the lounge for breakfast snacks.
It's like a cosmic chain letter. I have to pass it on to one of you in the next 5 days, or I get probed. All
right, I've got to admit, I want them to like me as much as I like them, but it's hard to break the ice when you're always carrying a microphone. And it's doubly hard when your boss gives you an assignment that seems specifically designed to annoy everyone. 2 days after the team meeting where Cipher decided to take on the message, Ty gave me this particular assignment.
Ty said what?
He told me to bring Jeanette over to your station and document you solving the mystery.
What mystery?
The mystery of why Jeanette is even working on the message in the first place.
He said those words, why Jeanette is even.
Why you? I mean, why is it a big mystery that you would be working on the message?
Because there's nothing here for my specialty. I do linguistic and cultural associations, but I don't know the culture of planet Zardox 5 or wherever it is this comes from. I don't know what this message means to whoever lives there.
God damn it. This is a Ty Waldman mind game, isn't it?
It is a Ty Waldman mind game. He and Robin had talked me through their reasoning earlier that morning.
Okay, two ways to lead someone to an answer. Straight up hand it to them, or give them the question and make them find the answer.
The point of Cipher isn't to create a Ty Waldman vanity boutique. That's just not sustainable.
And Ty reaches out and pats her clumsily on the upper arm.
She means that I'm not sustainable.
Well, that too, old man.
So the goal is to cultivate people who think like Ty?
Oh, God, no, that's just the first step. The goal is they think better than I do.
Getting back to the situation with Tamara and Jeanette, I gotta hand it to them. They picked up Ty's challenge pretty fast.
Okay, then, fine. If it's mind games, let's play mind games. What are the clues?
Well, right off the bat, I think it's something that you and I can work out together, Jeanette.
Okay, and it needs to happen specifically at your workstation and not mine.
So, if Ty wanted us to be at my workstation.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you working on right now?
What I always do with audio. Model it, break it down.
Tamara scrolls through 5 different screens that are hooked up to her laptop. Each one highlights a different aspect of the sound wave.
What are you looking for with all this?
Looking for? Mm-hmm. Nothing at this stage. It's more like looking at. Hit the playback.
Okay. I'm never gonna get used to that.
Now, any complex sound is composed of a mix of audio frequencies. So, what's on the screen now is a spectrograph. It's like a map of all the different frequencies contained inside the message. You've got lower frequencies down here at the bottom. Those are the deep sort of bassy sounds you're hearing. And then at the top are the high frequencies, the high-pitched sounds. A lot of this is kind of a mess, but here. You can kind of see these sort of shapes and patterns emerging. One thing I'm trying to do is figure out how these different frequency patterns relate to each other, so I've tried to isolate each pattern, and I've run them by a couple of colleagues who are a little better versed than I am at this.
We can just talk to people about this?
There's a lady standing
right there with a microphone. I'm pretty sure we can talk to whoever we want.
You've been listening to that on headphones.
So? Okay, I've had a few nightmares. Big deal.
But if you're making calls this early on, you think you have something.
Maybe. Maybe. If we assume that this works like a human-made recording, I bet that each one of those patterns indicates a different sound source. Multiple things, multiple entities emitting sound all at once.
Play it again. What do you hear, Nikki?
And here it is, the moment I always dread. The wine connoisseur handing the glass across the table to me, saying, "Sip, and tell me what you taste."
Well, I guess voices, obviously, right?
No, not obviously. Oh. Never say obviously.
But if we're acknowledging that that is an assumption, let's follow it and see where it goes. If they were talking, they wouldn't all be talking at the same time, mm-hmm. right?
We talk at the same time every day, every meeting, every brainstorming
session. Yeah, but not for like 30 straight seconds. After 10 seconds, we give each other turns so that we can hear each other.
Mostly true.
Right? And, all right, play it again. But that doesn't happen here. It's multiple voices running concurrently, but not interrupting each other. What does that suggest?
Are they singing?
Why would you say that?
Well, there's just a sort of, like, sing-songy quality to it.
Hmm.
I think this is multiple voices singing in a kind of call and response. Tamara, I think this is a choir.
And there it is. Mystery solved. That's why Ty wants you on this project.
This conversation perfectly illustrates something Ty said to me earlier.
Never squash your silly idea. No, at least give it a chance. And some of the best work I did in my whole career came from ideas that at first I was embarrassed to even say out loud.
Jeanette has clearly internalized that lesson because she doesn't hesitate.
Maybe it's like a chant? Maybe part of a ritual? I need to start digging into the whole history of choral music. Oh, man. Contrapuntal music, call and response.
Sure, knock that off by lunch.
Everything we've made in our history that's similar. So I can connect the dots and go back to the origin and see if something fills in the gaps.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Are you okay?
No, I'm...
Tamara, what's going on?
I'm fine, I just...
Tamara, do you want some water? Here, let me get you some water.
No,
hey, what's going on? Are you okay? Hey, sit down.
I just need to catch my breath.
Did you... Here, have some water. I think she's okay.
Is it a panic attack?
I think something's...
Oh my god!
She
just hit her! Tamara,
are you okay?
What is going on?
Oh my gosh.
Okay, go, I think... 911 now. Okay.
While I'm scrambling to find a phone, Jeanette kneels helplessly over Tamara, who's lying on the ground, breathing like she's dragging the air through honey. I don't have anything usable recorded after that. I'm taping this about 2 hours after what you just heard. The paramedics have left with Tamara, with Robin riding along in the back. And I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? This has been episode 3 of CypherCast. I really, really hope we'll see you next week.